I guess, you know, like Nintendo Parts Power Hour. And we're your hosts, Luke and me, Red.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is our collect Nintendo Power Hour, I guess. Yeah.
This is the Nintendo Power Hour. Come, you know what? We're going to bring it way back. We're going to do some retro talk. We're going to do some modern talk. It's sounding like Jonathan Majors is getting Johnny Depp'd, but you know, my boy, my man, my main dude, Jonathan Majors, dude, I just hope he can come out. I hope it's not true. I want my man to come out unscathed.
Oh yeah. I mean, what's his name? Justin Roiland went through the same deal and Cartoon Network and Adult Swim and
Roiland.
Yeah, the people at Rick and Morty all decided to distance themselves, but since that the whole thing was dismissed at court, I think they're able to get to bring back Justin Roiland as the voice at least, and not on creative capacity at Rick and Morty. But
crazy how much power people can have by just making an accusation.
Yeah, I understand. You can put in that complaint. But sometimes when we do, we assume that the guy who did the wrong was the one who really did it, or is a person faking that wrong. You know, we have to wait till it plays out. Really,
dude. An old coworker of mine, she was a fellow teacher. Her brother got into some trouble. He was a firefighter. Got a rape accusation thrown against him from a 17-year-old.
Oh.
Right? And he's a firefighter. Ouch. Right?
Okay. I mean,
did he have... So the accusation comes in. He immediately gets arrested.
Yeah.
He loses his job at the firehouse. He has to give up his apartment. He loses his car. He has to move back in with the parents.
He also has to register as a sex offender.
Well, not yet.
Not yet, but he also potentially loses his right to carry.
Potentially loses his right to carry. 2 years go by, all this stuff. The DNA comes back, and the girl's now 19. She goes, yeah, I never even met him. I saw him. He rejected me. I went with another guy, and I falsely accused him. The wow. DNA came back as not a match. But 2 years, and his whole life was ruined. Never even met this girl.
Yeah. She ruined his life by making this lie, and now
he went on a rescue and passed in passing. That's how she knew about him. Hmm. But she just saw him as a firefighter, got his name, made the accusation. Done. And psychotic, right?
And to piggyback on Miss Lowe's comment about she went to the hospital. Yes, she did go to the hospital. But then she was on, well, the report that I read that.
And this, yes, and this is why, this is why it infuriates me, Miss So, because women, most women don't lie. And that's why we have to take false accusations so seriously. And that's why we have to believe women so seriously.
I mean, believe anyone who's experienced something like that happening to them. You know, but we also need to let it play out and have them tell their sides of the story, and then, you know, instead of just already passing judgment that moment.
Yes, yes. Wait to pass judgment. It's totally. I hope my boy can come out on the other side of it. It's not looking good for him, though. It's looking like the MCU is just in total disarray right now.
Well, look at Disney and Johnny Depp when the whole Amber Heard thing went down. That they distanced themselves from Johnny and made no other plans of continuing the Pirates franchise. And most likely, let the dust settle first before they even start sniffing at the idea of bringing back the Pirates.
Totally. And if they will or not, but for Jonathan Majors, it's not looking good. A bunch of other women are coming forward. It's not looking good for him.
Right. If he has a history of that. And it's just coming to the surface, then maybe it's time to, recast the actor, yeah.
Well, Disney is in a world of hurt. They were at their lowest point stock-wise since 1973. They shed, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars in market cap. But what is Disney doing wrong right now? What are they doing? It seems like this whole phase four was just a complete and utter failure. And not from the character standpoint, because I love every single one of the characters they brought forward. Kamala Khan, one of my favorite characters in comics.
Jennifer Walters.
Love She-Hulk. Fucking She-Hulk. Amazing. That run. The Savage She-Hulk run, one of the best runs in comics.
And Tatiana Maslany is a great cast for that.
Tatiana Maslany, one of the best actors in Hollywood, period. I mean, Black Orphan, Perry Mason. Her work in Perry Mason season one was Golden Globe worthy, Emmy worthy.
Right. And maybe Moon Knight was a bit subpar. But that one single of Werewolf by Night was awesome.
Moon Knight was awesome, but again, I feel like Disneyfying is becoming a verb. Like they're Disneyfying everything.
You mean they're making it just strictly PG and not to the original?
Yes. Why are they Disneyfying everything? Why do they have to Disney-fy everything? Give us something to watch. Give us something for us adults to watch.
It seems like they're going to lean that way with Deadpool 3 and The Punisher. So that's something to look forward to in Phase 5. But as far as the whole PG thing going on, it's like it's just one constraint. There's got to be many more that's making it not so appealing to the current audience.
I don't know what Disney's doing. I want them to not hold back anymore. I feel like they're holding back. I feel like they're like the member of the relationship who isn't totally in love with you and is like still going out with other people. And you're like, dude, I thought we were exclusive. I thought like you and I had a thing, and Disney's like, we do, and I do love you, but you're like my number three, and I have like a number one and two who like I see on the weekend. Who, you know what I mean? Yeah,
Disney is like the husband with the sister wives.
We are the consumer right now, Disney. We're the sister wife, and we're not main sister.
Marvel is like, a sister wife along with Star Wars and Pixar. And the other Disney.
Oh like, my God, we are the sister wife.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're the sister wife.
So, yes, Disney in itself is the husband who's going to pick the hot wife for the evening.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not going to lie, my wife watches Sister Wives. So that's like kind of her thing. She loves the drama and she always like fills me in. She's like, all right, honey, are you ready? Do you know? Have you heard about this show, Sister Wives?
I've seen commercials for it, but I'm never interested to watch it.
this is a real thing in America. People actually in a certain religion, they'll have a lot of wives.
Right, right.
And they won't marry them. They'll spiritually marry them. In other words, it's their girlfriend. But to them, they get married in their church, and they're that's their wife.
Right. Well, because you could only have one spouse per the government.
Bigamy. Bigamy law. It's bigamy.
Yeah. It's a law. Polygamy. Yeah. Polygamy. You because then you're taking it. Like, if you have multiple legal marriages, that means you get X amount in tax breaks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you have multiple marriages, then you're illegal, and then you get thrown to the wolves. So these people, it's a real thing. They're called the Brown family. And this dude, Cody Brown, he's got four wives. And they've got a show about it. And he's got... We're the American public right now, Disney, we're like wife number three. We're not the last. But we're not one. We're not two. We are three. That's how Disney is treating us.
Yeah, we're...
They're treating us like we're dumb. And then they're like, but we're married and we love you. Like, no, you don't. Like, we're not the number one thing.
Yeah, you're the side chick.
We are the side chick. We're the seedless sister wives. But that's the whole American populace. Disney, I feel like they're throwing us. Dude, we have all these freaking amazing characters and we're getting shit. We're getting shit.
Well, with one studio owning all these properties, is it better just to let Disney, I guess, parcel out the work and they just put a producer tag on it and, you know, they then do what everybody needs to creatively do with those properties?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But then it still goes back to, like, dude, you've got Bob Iger. Everyone's still got to answer to the man. I mean, Bob or Chapek lost $100 million from the company, so they're not going
to
just
let that. He made some stupid moves there, you know. It's trying to save the company money, but you, in all honesty, you just hurt the brand.
Yeah, he hurt the brand. He's a bean counter.
Yeah.
Everything's too watered down. That's what I feel like, man. I feel like I'm drinking whiskey half water.
Yeah, but you've been drinking since 7 o'clock. So how many beers have you had already?
No, it's one.
It's the beginning of spring, folks. It's the drinking season for Luke.
Yeah, you get the chicken, you get the barbecue, you get some light beers. It's just that time of year.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, we're not going to drink Bud Light. It's nothing against Bud Light. It's just because Bud Light is awful beer.
Dude, I don't care who's promoting Bud Light. That's just bad, bad beer. I don't know why everyone's getting mad about Bud Light. That's just nasty beer.
95% water. Like, dude, come on. I need more buzz than that. Dude, yeah,
it's just gross. I won't
get that, but...
You're mad about who's promoting it. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't even care. It's just nasty beer.
What was that?
It's just nasty beer.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there's other nastier beer that give you that bitter beer face. But what was that one? That's still reserved, the twice fermented and twice processed. Oh, yeah.
Or Colt 45 or
Colt 45. Oh, the malt liquor back in the days when we thought it was the coolest shit because it was on Boys in the Hood and New York Undercover and New Jack City. So it's like it was the coolest shit. But once you turn that age, when you can actually buy that stuff,
yeah. Oh. Dropping a 40, man. I haven't drank a 40 in like 40 years. I was drinking 40s when I was like five, and 40s are disgusting now.
Oh yeah.
There's a reason why you pour like half of it out for your homies because you're not enjoying the other half.
No. You're supposed to drink the cold part and then pour the rest of it that got warm. You can only drink it. It's only tolerable when it's ice cold.
Yeah, ice cold, so you can't taste it.
Yeah.
The only show I like really is Star Wars. First two seasons of Mando was peak Star Wars. The third season, Fred, you want to get into it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can get into it now. Definitely. Woo!
Because it was a doozy.
We got into it last show, and what you said was you didn't like where the season was going, but yet you still were pretty excited on the development of the story or the characters that you're being used. And I can agree with you now after finishing off the season. It's just weird. But I could see why that they had to go this direction, because one, it's a tie the that universe to the main universe, especially with the sequel trilogy. And two, since Cara Dune's character has been kicked out and, you know, Gina Carano can't come back, they had to recycle that storyline within a Star Wars Battle Ranger or something it was.
Yeah.
Into the Mando storyline.
But what the hell was that whole thing on Coruscant about with the spy, and that never came to fruition?
Well, they actually did because they started making clones of Moff Gideon, and they just eliminated the dude that makes the clones.
But they just killed all the clones.
Yeah, but they extracted that knowledge from his head, and then that way they could use it for Palpatine later in the sequel trilogy.
Oh, is that what it was? Palpatine future. Okay. I see what you're saying. That was a callback to Palpatine and Rey, right? And because Rey was the granddaughter of the Palpatine clone, and okay.
Yeah, because remember what Moff Gideon said, that it's better that he was cloned, but needed to be cloned with the Force.
Yeah. And now Rey's coming back.
I'm excited for it. Maybe, you know, she needs that new breath of fresh air as far as like with that character, because it was just written so badly for the first,
I am not excited at all, actually. Oh. I'm 0% excited for it. If they would have said we're gonna do a sequel of the sequel trilogy about Jar Jar Binks, I would have been probably 1% excited.
Oh, that's better than zero.
Rey. My only thought in why they're keeping Rey is they built the whole theme park around it, Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. They're stuck.
Yeah, well, that's their their cash cow.
It's their cash cow. The theme parks are built around the sequels, Kylo and Rey and Finn, and that's their deal. They're sticking with it.
Well, they couldn't go back to the original trilogy nor the prequel trilogy, because that was Fox's, I guess, movies. So
yeah, that's true, huh? They can't do anything with the prequels. Don't the prequels just seem like almost like Bible now?
They are.
Maybe not Phantom Menace, but they just seem like Golden Age movies.
Oh, the Star Wars universe, yes. Yes.
Compared to the sequels.
Yeah. I mean, the prequel trilogy, I would say Silver Age. Definitely nicely seasoned. You know, not as good as the Golden Age stuff, but still holds strong.
Yeah.
And then they skip the Bronze Age and just step in the modern.
Oh, wow. They're just stuck.
Yeah. Well, according to Michelle, Rey was a waste of character. Bring back Finn and make him to a Jedi and give him a backstory.
Yeah. And now they're talking about that, about maybe doing that. That he was Force sensitive all along. And,
I mean, John Boyega needs a restart of that character, really. Because we had a lot of expectation for his character, which never came to fruition, and maybe we can blame it on on J.J. Abrams or who's the one that took over for him?
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Then, because that also ruined Luke for us because they made him to a pussy.
Yeah, they made him into a housewife.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to be scared of your student when you're the one that brought balance to the Force?
No idea. No idea. But Luke was made into a housewife. Finn was made into a side joke, side quest character.
Yep. And then what's his name was only tolerable. Oscar Isaac's character.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac was pretty tight.
Yeah. But he didn't seem like a Han Solo type. He just did a reluctant pilot belt.
Yeah, he was more reluctant. Like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah. Like, it's one-dimensional. You could. I know he has more depth than that.
So much more. So much more. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think we're pretty far out. I don't think they've even started filming. I think, honestly, we're in 23. What's your prediction on when we see a new Star Wars movie? Not series, but full-on theatrical release.
A fully planned out trilogy?
Just movie. Any movie.
Just one movie that's enclosed in that universe, or at least enclosed within 120 minutes. I would say 2026.
26. Wow. 3 years. I mean, I'm going to be like retired by then. I'm going to be old. I'm going to have like grandchildren.
Wow. For 2026?
That was a little bit.
a little extra, but okay, cool.
Well, my son graduates at 27, so.
Hey, yeah. He's got the handsome good looks of the
week. He's class of 27, yeah. And then college class of 31. So,
yeah. Miss So says she. I could remake all the three movies, and I wish they would do something with the legendary storylines, since that was thousands of years before. So, Old Republic.
Well, they're talking about doing the High Republic, which would be that. Some of those way back, but they're saying like 25,000 years way back.
And most likely we'll probably see it on TV form versus the actual movie until they build up that universe.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Because look, we probably have one more season of Mandalorian left. We'll probably get something with at least two or three seasons with Ahsoka, which establishes the Thrawn storyline. And Ezra, and then connecting the rest of that universe to the sequel trilogy.
Yeah. And okay. Then,
you know, after that, then where do you go?
Where the fuck do you go?
Yeah, because it seems like the last season of the Mandalorian is just going to be the death of the Mandalorians. They were non-existent on the sequel trilogy.
Well, and then Temuera Morrison, he's like, why wasn't I in the finale of Mando 3? Does Disney hate Temuera?
No, I think he just wasn't in the plans. I think they had plans for Temuera in the Gina Carano show.
Yeah, Gina. Is Gina ever coming back?
It doesn't seem like it. She seems like she's doing a lot more independent stuff.
She was not even mentioned in the season 3 at all.
No, they were. They did. They knocked it off on the very first episode where they said that she took off with the Rangers to go fight the Imperialists somewhere else off planet.
Oh, and you know who else wasn't in season 3? It was Bill Burr. Where the fuck was Bill Burr?
Yeah, that's the one I was waiting for too, is Bill Burr.
That was messed up. They didn't have Bill Burr. They didn't have Gina Carano. Those were like two of the biggest things. Those are two of the biggest characters that kind of gave Mandal the show like its soul. You know right. What I mean?
Their development during the second season really just kind of flushed it out.
It made it worth watching. because honestly, it felt like Pedro Pascal wasn't fucking even there. It could have been anybody. He was just doing voice work, sending in voice work tapes.
And that's why
he was recording on the set of Last of Us, and it was some action, you know, it was some like 25-year-old hot Asian chick doing those like dive rolls. I'm actually not joking about that either.
No, I'm not surprised that you mentioned it.
It really was an Asian one. She was like doing dive rolls and like the spinning roundhouse kicks. Like Pedro Pascal's not doing none of that. He's like 50. He's
not doing that. That's why Disney was wanted to restructure that contract, saying that, well, since you're not physically there, that we should pay you for voice as a voice actor versus being a physical actor on set.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Miss O, Bill Burr, Saturday morning, Friday morning, Monday morning, just after Friday morning podcast. That is seriously one of the best podcasts on the internet. Bill Burr's podcast twice a week. He gives some really funny inside Hollywood information that you would not hear. He just does not care. He doesn't. If Bill Burr got canceled tomorrow, he just would not care at all.
Yeah, he could still make his money as a comedian.
He would not care.
Yeah, the whole movie gig was just a side job. Like his true calling is comedian.
He is a comedian. He is.
Yeah. Other than that, he can go back into writing.
Yeah, he's a brilliant writer. I mean, we forget he was on the Chappelle Show and Breaking Bad before he like became big. Like he put in his time.
Yeah, and you saw a lot of it on the Chappelle Show. Like you said, like he wrote a majority of those bits with Dave and Charlie Murphy.
Dude, the Chappelle Show and Breaking Bad. What? How do you not have this guy in season 3 of Mando?
They'll probably have bigger plans for him next season, hopefully. Or at least somewhere in the Star Wars universe. Because where we left off with his character was that they just let him go. And then, you know, maybe fans do want to see a follow-up with it. See where he's at and see how he's helping out the... not the Empire.
Okay. Bad Friends... Bad Friends is peak podcasting. Bobby Lee. Yeah. I mean, if I could hang out with anyone on Earth right now, I would pick Bobby Lee. He is so funny. But Andrew Santino, Red, have you watched Beef yet?
Not yet.
Has anyone watched Beef out there? Because Beef was peak entertainment.
Beef. Yeah, with Steven Yeun Ali Wong, right?
Ali Wong, Andrew Santino, 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, 12, fucking 1,000 out of 10. David Cho, one of my favorite, probably my favorite show of the year.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll binge it this weekend and we can talk about it next week.
Beef is my favorite show of the year so far.
Okay, and Bobby Lee was also on there?
No, Bobby Lee wasn't on there, but Andrew Santino was. He's part of the Bad Friends podcast. Him and Bobby Lee. All right. But he was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah, Ali Wong. I don't know how she can play like such a sweet, nice, angelic presence who you just want to like cuddle. And then just like the most nefarious Medusa menacing villain who you just want to like kill. She's brilliant. If she doesn't earn an Emmy for this, I'll be shocked. Or Golden Globe, I'll be shocked. Nah, this was... It's surreal. It's gritty. It's dare I say, the perfect television show.
Can you give me the premise of it, or should we just pull up the trailer? That way I can be excited about it. I don't know. Let me pull up the trailer then.
This. You can watch the trailer. The trailer's not going to really do much for it. The trailer did nothing for me.
Okay, so You want to?
I'll just tell you this. It's about two people who get in a road rage incident. Stephen Young, Ali Wong. They get in a road rage incident. And then it just spirals. So imagine like having beef with somebody, and then just like it just goes way too far.
Okay. Something I'm not expecting out of two Asian actors. All right.
Yeah, they went. It just goes way too far. It's that Korean Han. Have you ever heard of Han, like from Korea?
Yeah.
Like, do you have the Han, like that, like kind of like pride, like aggressive pride?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they both have that, even though Ali Wong is like Chinese.
And Taiwanese, one of those. Yeah.
Taiwanese, Chinese, and then Steven is Korean.
Cool, but... Korean, yeah. Well, shit. Okay, that's it's pride for pride, and they're trying to one up each other.
Yeah, it's just one up and.
All right, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm gonna watch it again.
All right. Okay. Well, speaking of trailers, we have the Flash trailer. We have the new Guardians trailer. Equalizer 3 trailer and the Renfield trailer, because Renfield is coming out this week. Which one do you want to start with?
Dude, you want to start big? Start Flash?
All right, let's go with Flash. Let me pull it up here, because that's going to be the movie, in the next couple months that we get to talk about?
Well, what's the release date for Flash?
Looks like
June
16th. June 16th.
Okay, I'll be there.
And then Guardians is May. And then I think that's it for comic book movies up until November.
All right, yeah, they've slowed down a lot. I think Phase 4 scared a lot of people.
Phase 4 is done after Guardians.
Well, but I think Phase 4 has scared a lot of studios into making this stuff.
All right, let's go check out this multiverse of Flash.
All right, let's check this out.
I lost my parents. That pain made me who I am. I spent a lifetime trying to right the wrongs of the past, as if fighting crime would bring my parents back. You actually did it.
I can't imagine what you've been through. I love you, Monkey. You lost both parents in one day.
Barry! Call 911 now!
I went back in time to save my parents.
But instead, I completely broke the universe.
If you went back and changed the past,
this world must die.
You changed the future.
Do you know what this symbol stands for?
It means hope, right?
I will help you fight Zod.
You want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts.
I have to undo what I did.
These scars we have make us who we are. I'm not meant to go back and fix them. Don't let your tragedy define you.
What did you do?
No matter what we do, we're not going to be able to fix this.
No! Nobody dies!
You're strapped to your parachutes.
And where's yours?
Oh!
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
Well, now we know why.
Michelle says, I wish I could get behind Flash. Ezra just leaves a bad taste in my mouth right now. I hope he gets his act together. I'll give it a chance if he does.
They have got Ezra in a bunker. They have got Ezra in a bunker right now. I can guarantee you that. There is who owns Warner Brothers?
Discovery owns Warner Brothers and HBO. And
who's the main guy though? Who's like the guy, like the owner of everything? That guy has like a bunker in like fucking South Africa.
That would be David Zaslav. That's in control of all three.
Okay, that guy has Ezra Miller in a bunker in South Africa, not talking to anybody.
Well, of course,
not doing anything.
He's right now in frozen in carbonite up until premiere day for this movie.
Yes,
when he'll come out.
That trailer was fucking. That was a 10 out of 10. That was literally mind blowing. Ezra Miller is in a bunker. He's locked away in a bunker. They're like, you can leave when the movie after the movie releases.
After the movie releases and 4 weeks after it's released, just because they want to milk as much money as they can before he starts fucking up again.
Yeah. Well, it's a blend. I mean, it's just kind of everything. It's Flashpoint. It's I don't even know how to. I mean, jeez. It's so much blended into one. It just, I'm kind of speechless.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because we could assume that Ben Affleck is like the Frank Miller Batman. And Michael Keaton's Batman is your I don't say his detective comics Batman. I think he's more somewhere in between the 80s.
Yeah, and the the death of Supergirl, the event, the huge event.
Crisis
on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
It kind of feels that a little bit too.
And I heard the actress did a spectacular job as Supergirl. Like there is a future for her in the
James. Dude, she looked so badass. She looked great.
Like those few seconds that she was in the trailer, like she really came off as this, like,
yeah,
she is Supergirl
on the screen. And that, how much do I want to fucking put this out there? It all comes down to the writing and how you let these actors play in that space. Oh, man.
Yeah, and the studio not getting in the way of their own feet just because they want this, and that. That way they can placate to their investors like, oh, we put this input in the movie. Like, dude, let the creators create what they're envisioned for the actors in that story.
Totally.
You'll come up gold. Look what happened with Joker. Like,
yes.
No absolute input from the studio. Just let the dude direct it and let Joaquin Phoenix act it.
It was, oh, totally.
Herb says, when I think of him, which is Ezra, I think of male vanity over 9,000. Over 9,000?! Well, he's trying to be like Prince, but more annoying.
Prince,
you would say he was a character, but he kept everything on the down low. Like, he didn't want to cause any kind of commotion. He didn't want to cause any waves. But every time he entered a room, like, oh shit, that's Prince right there. You know.
He did.
Talk about
it. I kind of see some similarities between Ezra Miller and Prince.
Yeah.
I think Ezra Miller's like a genius who can't get out of his own way. And that'll probably be his undoing, but I hope it's not. But he is a genius actor. I mean, you can't deny that.
Yeah. Is he more of a method actor, or really does he can actually emote those?
No, I think he's genuinely crazy.
So you're saying he's like a Johnny Depp?
Yeah, he's like a Johnny Depp, totally. He's totally crazy, 100%.
Like that method acting is only good for so many, I guess, characters. But when you can act that genuine and really bring out the character to its fullest potential, like that's, you know, that's better than Shakespeare. That's like you can make somebody cry with your performance because you're that good. Yeah.
That was good too. Do we want to hit another trailer?
You said you scored it out of 10.
Oh.
Jim Min 10 for you.
That was 10 out of 10. That was crazy good.
Okay, I'll score it 9.8. I'm just 9, excited. 8.
I couldn't ask for anything more. I mean, we're getting a callback to Zod and oh man. If Zod would have won, oh geez, are we getting Cavill?
No, I don't think we ever like filming the season with him.
Okay.
Otherwise, he would have been in the trailer. But it seems like we're going to a world where Clark Kent died, and it was Kara L that became Supergirl.
Oh man, it just got me so excited.
All right, here's the latest trailer from Guardians. Let's check this out.
Okay.
When Sire moves us to the new world, we're going to need names. I mean, 89Q12, it's not really a name. So, I would like my name to be Lila.
Lila.
Lila. That's a pretty name, Lila.
Thank you.
I think my name shall be Teefs. Because although we all do have them, mine are definitely the most prominent.
Teefs.
Teefs.
Lila.
Teefs. We'd be called Floor because me is lying on floor.
You're lying on a floor? So your name is Floor?
Yes.
Floor.
What about you, friend?
Someday, I'm going to make great machines that fly. And me and my friends are going to go flying together into the forever and beautiful sky. Lila and Teefs and Floor and me. Rocket.
Rocket.
It really is good to have friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was cute.
Well, was that Bradley?
Yeah, they tweaked the voice.
Well, because he wasn't on the big tour with everybody either. That's everybody was there. James, Chris Pratt, everyone except for Bradley was not there.
Vin Diesel?
Vin was there.
Okay, yeah, he was probably filming. And
he must have been filming.
Yeah, being the voice, you know, the physical actor didn't have to be there.
I was shocked though. I was like, come on, Cooper not there. Well, I guess Bautista wasn't there either.
Yeah. I mean they're probably schedules conflicted. And yeah, it seems like this one, Misso, is going to be Rocket's backstory, his origin story. So,
and final story?
Yeah. Collecting the key issues. I mean, you're going to have to look for first appearance of Rocket, which was, I forgot that one off-brand book.
Hulk then, 271, I think.
Yeah, I think that's third appearance. Then the first appearance of Lila, Teefs, and Floor.
Are they in comics though?
I don't know. Now I gotta look at Key Collector and see if they are.
I don't think they're even in the comics.
I mean, they can't be the only anthropomorphic. Is the word? Is it? It's the
anthro.
Like human like animals that are, you know, that talk and walk and talk like humans. You know, they can't be just those four. There's got to be more, and that's why
they're
exploring Rocket's origin.
Oh wow, Rocket Raccoon though, great character. I'm excited to see the Guardians end on a good note.
Yeah, and we'll see who will be left in order to, I guess, rebuild that part of the MCU, especially as far as like the Guardians of the Galaxy. Maybe they'll bring back Sylvester Stallone, Michael Rosenbaum, you know, the original Guardians from the book.
Yeah. Oh my God! It comes out next weekend.
For Guardians?
May 5th. Yeah, May 5th. Wow.
Wow. So, oh yeah, we also have a short box that weekend for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's going to be a fun weekend. Short box is coming. Wow.
Yeah, so if you guys are in the Bay Area, Sunday the 7th, our friends Gene and Short Box are having their own their convention, and so they have some prominent guests there. They should just check it out. We'll post it on our socials, and then we have the details.
Totally.
I've enjoyed all the Guardians movies so far. I was not familiar with that comic series at all. Yeah, I think because the Guardians were really your tier B team versus the...
That was like C or D team. Those were dollar book comics for so long.
Yeah, they weren't really catching what kind of that hype like X-Men and Avengers were, and even to a point where New Mutants and New Warriors really your tier B, because it kind of caught the younger crowd with those storylines. But with Guardians, it's just I guess they were at one point just the throwaway characters.
Yeah,
or just side characters within the universe.
Totally, they were.
Because there was, I guess, a rotating character list of who's going to be part of the Guardians that issue.
Oh, man. Yeah. And this is it for them. I mean, 8 years later, that's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. And remember, last we saw them was when they dropped off Thor to go on his adventure for Thor, Love, and Thunder. And so they had to, I guess, had a distress call and then went off.
Well, is Thor going to be in this one, though?
I don't. If he is, it's going to be the beginning where, in order for them to tie the universe together, like, you know, the Guardians leaving him there at that planet with the goats.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jumpman has a Las Vegas Con this weekend. So if you're in Las Vegas, find Jumpman. Go say hi to John Jang and a few more other friends out there. It's going to be a good time at Las Vegas Con.
That would be fun to go to.
Yeah. That
living Why out. Aren't we going to that one? That's my
question. Honestly, for me, I just wasn't thinking about it. Oh, because it was... It was so close to between a short box and this one that, you know, money wise, it would have killed me before I got the short box.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause travel ain't cheap no more.
Oh, why? Why? It just sucks.
Yep. But, you know, we still have San Diego in July and, you know, many more other conventions that we can attend. These small mom and pop ones really are coming up as far as like, getting the solid guests, and you know it's even better than what Fan Expo is it's putting out there.
Yeah, gotta agree. I'm having a lot of fun with these small shows. I've been having a blast with them.
Well, definitely you, since you've been buying up some collections from just those shows alone. I mean, those vendors are just getting rid of inventory like crazy.
Man, like this last, I went to this little toy show this last weekend, and there was like a tile layer just selling stuff from a booth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a fucking like con veteran going to all these conventions and he's got to like have an 800% markup. No, man, he's just slugging his freaking stuff out for $100 table and he's just selling. It was awesome.
It's a yard sale or a swap meet. Like, hey, I just grabbed a booth here. I got shit to sell.
He's like, I'm laying tile tomorrow and I'm selling Nintendo games today. It was awesome.
Well, can you show us some of the stuff that you walked away with at that booth? Because I know what you're getting in a couple of days from in the mail. Dude,
this is what.
This is just what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm trading to Luke along with some other games.
This is all I care about right now. An original Nintendo in the box with the everything practically brand new. And the guy, everything's in there. The manuals are still sealed. The foam is still in there. The guy had already sent it out and had all the pins in the Nintendo
readjusted.
Yeah, like perfected. So he's like, it'll work perfect. Because this, I'm not kidding, when I was 8 years old, my parents bought this for me for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Late 80s, my parents bought this for me. 5 days later, they're like, honey, they took it back to Toys R Us because they said I was playing it too much. Well, I was playing it too much because it's fun. So I finally got it back, my 8th Christmas present.
Nice. And you can tell this is the second generation of the 8-bit console because it's the orange zap gun. The first generation is the gray zap gun.
Yeah, oh,
exactly. And then look in your left hand, that panel, that side panel on the box. Okay. Remember when we were talking about the NES Advantage and the NES joystick? Those are it right there. You got the NES Max and then the NES Advantage on the top.
I love it.
And that's something you gotta look for now.
So the first one was 1987. This was 1989.
Yeah.
So this was mine because the 1987 one, the very, very first one, I didn't get that one.
No, but you ended up getting a Neo Geo after that.
Nintendo 16 or TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is leaps and bounds being like better than all the other consoles.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I know they took it back, so yeah, that's says a lot about how much therapy I needed as a after college.
Well, you know, it caused you to smoke the devil's lettuce.
So anyways, my parents took back my Nintendo. Why do I do this now in my life?
that causes some severe therapy for some kids. Like, it's like you've been teased. It's like you only put the tip in and then never got to enjoy the full insertion.
I know, dude. But, you know, no parents are perfect. I'm sure my kids are going to someday be like, my dad, he told me I have long hair when in fact I had medium length hair. And I'm like, what? I don't know what they'll say.
My dad would not pierce my ears.
Yeah, my dad would not let me get my ears pierced. I don't know what they're going to do. Well, we have an amazing Marvel, amazing DC. Dude, I don't know how much more we can ask for. Are there any Disney Plus Marvel shows coming out?
So far I haven't seen anything.
Besides Secret Invasion, the Nick Fury.
Yeah, but we also get Secret Wars. Well, that's in a few years.
But the Nick Fury show is coming out soon, right? That's already done.
And then we get Loki season 2.
Is Loki now? Jonathan Majors, are they shelving that for a bit, or what are they doing?
They'll go through it with Jonathan Majors in it. They're not going to cut that part out. It's done filming. You know, but, you know, maybe after the fact, after everything's said and done, because we won't see Kang probably until the Fantastic Four movie. So,
which, have you seen the rumors on that?
No, no.
What do we got? Adam Driver as Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, I can see that. Because the only thing I saw, like going back and thinking about it, is like, they wanted the chick from that 70 show to play Susan Storm, Mila Kunitz.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think they're going to add him dry. Because John Krasinski, he's not going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Well, in that universe, no. He's done the fan service already as a variant.
Yeah, he did the fan service. I think Adam Driver would be a great... have you seen 65?
No, never even heard of it.
No, the dinosaur movie with Adam Driver.
Oh, not yet, not yet. That I didn't know it was already out in the theaters.
Oh, it's already out and it's already for rent.
Okay, okay, okay. Is it like Turok?
Yeah, it's totally Turok. It's fun. It's worth watching. It's fun.
All right, so it's very sci-fi. It's one based on what I saw on the trailers. It's
65 million years before humans lived on Earth. Okay, this species lands on Earth in a spaceship.
Okay.
Right? Like, kind of mind-blowing.
I think Rick and Morty did something like that.
And then I won't give it away, but yeah, the species of humans, 65 million years ago, lands on Earth. And is that what then leads to the evolution of humans? Because then, like, there's all these peoples on Earth, you know.
Ah, okay, okay.
There are these people. They're dead corpses. And they land in kind of a swampy environment. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. So I guess we're looking at like a Planet of the Apes situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then hopefully it's on Netflix. I'll probably binge watch that with beef.
Watch Beef though first before anything, and we'll talk Beef next week.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, I guess we'll just cut it here, and we'll check out the other stuff later. With the Renfield, it's coming out this week. So if you guys have time this weekend as well, then if you're not watching Beef or 65. Go check out Renfield with Nick Cage and Nicholas Holt. You know, then you know we'll also review that next week. And Equalizer 3, that trailer's out. We were supposed to do it tonight, but you know, time is running out on us here. But we'll check it out. And thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you again in the next episode. We'll have the guys here soon. You know, they got some couple things they need to take care of on the personal end, but you know, we won't leave you guys hanging, okay? Till next episode?
Yes!
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Peace. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.
Real quick, the caveat to that C-List E-Man, it's not E-Man's World of Geek. You go find that. Okay, bye.